What are organisms made of? It's big.
And green. And it's moving.
Should you be afraid of this living creature?
Not unless you have a fear of pine trees blowing in the wind.
Organisms come in many sizes, shapes, and colors.
How else do living creatures differ?
How are they the same?
There are a lot of different organisms in the world.
Some live on land or underground. Others live in air or in water.
But organisms can live only where they can get the things they need. Most life is found in a small layer of the earth, from just below the surface to the low part of the atmosphere.
Each different kind of organism is called a species. Individuals in a species share certain characteristics. Only members of the same species can produce offsprings that in turn can mate and produce offsprings.
All organisms have one thing in common. They are all made of cells.
Ding! What is a species?
A species is a group of organisms that have the same characteristics and are able to produce offspring that can reproduce.
Variations among living things, such as a sea anemone,
moss,
a banyan tree,
tree frog,
bacteria.
If you look at your hand, you see lines. If you look closer, you see more detail. If you put your hand too close to your eyes, it gets blurry. The reason is why? Because it has too much focus. The cells on your hand are just too small to see. For years, scientists have wondered what things are made of. Like when you see your hand through a hair, you can't see all the tiny details. If you ever had a hand lens, then you know that it magnifies or makes it bigger, so you can see more detail. People have known about lenses for thousands of years. When people discovered lenses, they used them for toys in about AD 50. 1300 lenses were made to correct eye vision, the first eyeglasses. Then by the mid-1400s, scientists were using lenses to look at smaller things. But however, a single lens couldn't magnify an object enough for them to learn much. But around 1590, a Dutch eyeglass maker, Hans Janssen, and his son, Zacharias, put two lenses together at the ends of a tube. They had invented the first compound microscope. Ding! What is a compound microscope?
A compound microscope is a microscope having more than one lens.
In the mid-1600s, the English scientist Robert Hooke used the compound microscope to peer at a thin slice of cork. He saw a great many things, little boxes, separated by walls. He called these cells. Today, we still use the term cells to refer to the microscopic boxes living inside us.
Robert Hooke was the man who invented the first compound microscope. Living organisms were studied by a Dutch grinder lens invented by Anton Leeuwenhoek. The objective lens is part of the compound microscope that magnifies the image on the slide. The eyepiece on the compound microscope is the part that allows you to see the slide you're trying to see. The adjustment knobs on the compound microscope allow you to focus on the image. The mirror on the microscope reflects the light from another source through the image being observed under the stage. The stage is the part of the microscope that holds the slides containing the objective being viewed, and that is the parts of the compound microscope.
A compound microscope is a light microscope. You have to position the slide so that the light will shine through the mirror. Then the light passes through the magnifying glass. Since these microscopes are not the best, scientists use electron microscopes. Instead of using lights, they use beams of atomic particles called electrons to produce an image. Electron microscopes produce sharper pictures than light microscopes do. They can magnify objects up to 1 million times.
In the 1800s, three German biologists, Theodor Schwann, Matthias Seldon, and Rudolf Virchow, developed the cell theory. This theory states the following: the cell is the basic unit of all living organisms. Only living organisms can produce new living cells, but the cell theory points out the basic similarity among varying different organisms they have made from cells.
Thank you.